This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Audrey Raj.
Arvini Raj.
We're discussing how honest you should be on social media here in the studio. We've had some feedback. Do you want to go to WhatsApp, Auds?
Yes, let's do this. So this is from Teo Ki Hong, who says, being true on social media is important. We've also got another one by Eugene Seng, who says, I think it really depends on where you stand. I'd suggest opening two different accounts, one for personal use, the other for publicity. Say Instagram influencers, I think look at Instagram influencers will have two accounts, one everyone follows and another a private account. Mm-hmm. And finally, there's one here from Jason who says, by Richard's definition, wearing makeup seems to be a lie.
Well, I'm not arguing against that. You're nuancing yourself, right? That's what it is. It's a slight nuance.
Well, right. Wow, I know Christine will have really strong opinions about this, you know. This is like just putting on your best face.
Putting on your best face, yeah. It's like using an Instagram filter, right? Is it not?
Kind of.
Right?
Mm. Yeah, it's like putting on a physical filter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that the physical filter?
A physical filter in real life.
Let us know what you think about that. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Online lie detectors. Detects lies based on texts.
Yeah. So this is interesting. It's a group of researchers from Florida State University. They claim to have built a prototype for an online polygraph that uses machine learning to detect lies from text or the way a person types. The plot twist is, according to a few machine learning academics and experts, what they've actually done is displayed the danger of overblown machine learning claims. Because they say that if they use this lie detector, they could actually convict people who have not lied at all. Because the algorithm doesn't work as well as they think it does.
Oof.
Yeah. So they say the first step towards building this online polygraph system for when face-to-face interaction is not available, they were able to train a machine to separate liars and truth tellers by watching one-on-one conversations between two people who were typing online while using only the content and the speed of their typing clues. So the inventors were pretty happy with the results, but a few machine learning experts who saw it were very skeptical, and they said that the algorithm doesn't prove anything and also makes dangerous claims. It isn't ethical, and it could have severe social implications if a person who is innocent is called a liar by the faulty system. So basically, it's hard to pin people down using the way they type because of how much of a mixed bag people are.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
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 Did you learn touch typing in school?
No.
Did you?
No.
Okay.
No.
So, Christine did, yeah.
See, that's another thing. So if you know two different ways of typing, then you're going to type differently from one another.
I mean, we all know that one person who types with one finger.
Both their
indices. Yeah.
It takes a week. Yeah, we all know those.
Yeah.
No, but also, I'm the kind of person that every time I type, sometimes I will just, I'm just going to delete that.
Yeah,
I'm going to
exactly.
try it.
Exactly. I do that all the time.
Yeah. I keep changing my mind. So how then?
Yeah, so this is how they designed it, or sort of like how they pulled information on how people type. So they had like 40 participants. All the identities were hidden, and they would answer questions from the other in a kind of role-playing game. So the game is called Real or Spiel. A participant would be told at the start of each game whether they were a sinner or a saint. So if they were sinners, they had to lie all the way. If they were saints, they had to tell the truth all the way. So the researchers, they took the textual data, including the exact timing of each response, and use a portion of it as the training data for the machine learning. So they were able to separate them by tuning their machine learning model, and it gave an 82.5% accuracy.
Oh.
Ooh.
Based on... The algorithm could spot liars based on cues like faster answers, a display of negative emotions, more signs of anxiety in their communication, a greater volume of words and expressions of certainty like always and never. That's what the sinners would use. Truth tellers would often use more casual explanations like because, and they would use words like of uncertainty like perhaps and I guess.
Really?
So it's the other way around.
Yeah.
So the ones who wanted to lie were so sure about the lie that they had to convince the other person listening that it was the truth.
Mm.
And they gave like longer explanations and more details than they should have given in the answers. Where the ones who were telling the truth were so casual about it because they sort of knew in their heads that it is the truth.
Yeah.
What's that method they used in cop shows, the police interrogation method?
The Reed method?
That sounds exactly like the Reed method.
What's the method?
Off the top of my head, I can't remember. They used it in that TV show that we've just very recently...
When They See Us.
How they can kind of manipulate you into saying something by... they listen to the responses that you have. Auds, have you got something there?
Yeah, so I quickly pulled this up. You know, in the Reed technique, interrogation is an accusatory process in which the investigator tells the suspect that the result of the investigation clearly indicates that they did commit the crime in question.
Right.
So it's like they lead you into believing that you've already done it, you're guilty already until you kind of...
By using those same statements that I would imagine that, you know, you're convincing and you've done this, you do it all the time, instead of it being perhaps you did this.
Like just in the show. So it's like, you know, where were you on Thursday night? You were in the park.
We know you're in the park.
Yeah, and then they go like, so you were there at 8 o'clock. And then they go like, yeah, I think I was there at 8 o'clock. So they put information in your head.
Yeah.
It's kind of like gaslighting.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of like gaslighting. So they say that the biggest problem with this method is building the algorithm is telling people a lie in a study is a very different setup than having someone lie about something they've been lying about for months or years, even if they can determine who's lying in a study. That has no bearing on whether they'd be able to determine if someone was a more studied liar. So sometimes people lie for so long they believe it as truth.
It becomes their truth.
So even when they type, even if you watch them typing, they've become... So going back to like the first story, if you're lying so much online, you believe the lie so much so that you can just type it out without any, you know, without pauses, without thinking about it. It's become your avatar to a point where you know exactly what to say online without flinching.
But this is how some people kind of escape the actual lie detector test as well, right? Because they've already convinced themselves that that's the truth.
Yeah.
Even though... It's not.
It's not. Yeah. I mean, they've been doing it for so long that there are no cues. You know, their body sort of like adapts to the lie. So, so it falls back to the same problems that the actual lie detector has. You can game it if you know how it works.
Right.
Or if you believe the lie so much, then it won't be able to pick you out.
All right. Interesting story. We are, of course, asking that question about how honest you should be on social media. Feedback, please, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram. We've got at BFM Radio. Auds?
Yeah, so Christine has something to say about makeup being, well, a lie. Mm. Yeah, she says then, is specifically growing facial hair a lie too?
No, I don't see
of course, the both of you would say that.
Because it grows naturally. It happens naturally. Right.
Yeah. Mm. So does blush.
If you're embarrassed or shy about something, yes. Right. Okay. Let us know, folks. 018-789-8899. Manscaping a beard into a particular style. Now, I think that would probably be a lie.
Okay. Because the beard doesn't grow like
exactly.
That,
it doesn't grow like this. It has to be all kind of boom.
Yeah.
You know, like
like Shaka Khan on your chin.
Shaka Khan on your chin. Good image. Oh dear, time to wrap up and take a short break. Music from Blondie up next. Hang me on the telephone on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.